Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Matthew Montoya, and today's episode is brought to you by Location 3, Subtle Strauss, and Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including the flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax deferred and penalty free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Today's guest is Matthew Montoya. He's the Channel Enablement and Marketing Manager of Constant Contact. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Well, thanks, Jack. Great to be here.
Before we get into today's topic, give us a little background on yourself and on Constant Contact.
Sure. So I've been with Constant Contact. My 10th year is coming up here in September. And I primarily had two roles at Constant Contact. My first 5 years, I was on the direct side of the business, working with individual small business owners and nonprofits, going state to state, city to city, 48 states in those 5 years, meeting and teaching small business and nonprofits how to use Constant Contact in an 8-hour long course. I mean, the good news there is that I got to meet over 10,000 small business people and spend time with them and hear about their needs and their wants. The last 5 years, I've been working on the indirect side of the business, which is primarily franchise, and doing roughly the same thing, helping franchisees and franchises best utilize Constant Contact and utilize best practices around marketing.
You guys really have sort of gone head first into franchising at some point in the past decade. You know, I've seen Constant Contact around forever, but it feels like in franchising, you guys really became part of the community sometime at some of the shows that we went to over the past few years. I want to talk about how franchises are doing in sort of this new world order of marketing, whatever that is. But first, tell me how things are going at Constant Contact, you know, during the pandemic and here in this sort of pseudo post-pandemic era. Did things slow down? Did they speed up? Like, what's happened over the past year and a half?
So first, to the point you were talking about Constant Contact, you're seeing us more and more often, you know, quite frankly, franchise just wasn't a focus of investment for a while. I mean, Constant Contact's been around for 25 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the reality, and I don't think this will be a surprise to your listeners, franchise is all about scale. It's all about being able to customize the experience. And it took a little time for Constant Contact to kind of rejigger itself to be ready for franchises. And so that's been an investment over the last 5 years, and that's why you're seeing us more often. So in terms of 2020, we had a, you know, it's really hard to say this. You know, I've done interviews where, how was your year? And I'm like, it was great. Yeah. You know, I know it wasn't great for a lot of people, but for Constant Contact, I mean, in franchise, we saw 97% year-over-year growth.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a really big year.
You couldn't get that extra 3%. Come on.
we definitely tried. We definitely tried. You know, in terms of what we heard on the franchise side, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a surprise to the listeners here either. I mean, they turned to us for the same things they've always needed. It was just we were in a position to actually provide it, where some of our competition wasn't, or where franchises were really needing at that time. So, I mean, it comes back to, you know, the most important things: brand control. Right. Mm-hmm. How can I get a message out about, I mean, we'll take it into COVID specific. So, you know, franchise, if they're, let's say, retail, you know, how can I get the message out of store hour changes, of, you know, inventory changes? You know, everybody needed to communicate immediately come March 2020. And it was, you know, urgent. But I also need to protect the brand. I can't have my franchisees, you know, using homemade logos and off-color branding. So right. I need to have control. I need it to be easy to use on the franchisee side. I need to have franchise level centralized reporting and controls. I need to have free customer support. I need to have an account manager. ConstantContact had just been working for 5 years to meet the needs of franchise, and we were at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, we talk about that on this show a lot, about brands and especially technology solutions and software companies and services that you know, were able to, and I promise I won't use this word anymore after today, they were able to pivot to a new direction. And, you know, the humble people say, you know, well, we were fortunate, we were lucky. And I always say, I don't know that you were really lucky as much as someone there was planning for something new for a long time. You know, it wasn't like March 2020 hit and you said, hey, we've got this thing, let's build this thing that would be perfect for franchises. No, you guys were working on that for a long time before March of 2020, I'm guessing. So, you know, it comes down to a lot of planning and knowing the industry you're in. And, you know, to those of us on the outside, it looks like luck, but I guess that's okay too. So moving into some of the new things that franchises and their locations were doing, was this really sort of part of the pandemic where people went from being on their devices a couple of hours a day to being on their devices 12 hours a day, and they just had so much more screen time? Is that where this sort of worked for the customers of those franchises?
Well, it depends franchise to franchise. I mean, you know, I gave an example of how, like, retail based, you know, they absolutely need to communicate important information out. And also, you know, there's a whole piece around reassuring customers safety and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, for many franchises, it was also like, how do we fill the funnel? Because, you know, a lot of franchises were, and franchisees were doing location-based, travel-based, you know, shows to generate revenue. Okay.
Yeah.
How do we keep our current database top of mind so that, you know, when they're ready to act, we've got them where we want them. And then, you know, how do we generate more leads? You know, you talk about the luck piece of it. I will say that, you know, we were fortunate that we had been working towards a better franchise solutions. But I think one of the, you know, I'll say this is, to me, surprising things, you know, when I work with franchise leads, is we've also changed the core product itself. You know, so we've been moving towards solutions beyond just email. And this has also been going on for, you know, 5 years of offering social media solutions, social media ad buy solutions, websites, logos, you know, just a gamut of different solutions. And this is ultimately designed for those small business, independent organizations, that what we've discovered is, oh, well, franchise is also looking for this too. You know, I don't want to have to give my franchisees 17 passwords and
right.
monitor and manage all of this stuff.
Right.
Like a centralized place where I can just have this free training provided out and they'll teach my franchisees everything, yet I can still mine the store. I can still control the brand. We were fortunate that work in the core product outside of franchise was also benefiting our franchise partners.
So tell me more about some of the other tools that you're working on that are specific to franchising.
Well, the one that we launched not too many years ago, we had an earlier version of it, but about 2 years ago, the one that's generating the most interest for us and certainly being leveraged the most by our current franchise partners is something called Central Send. And what that does is it allows the franchise to build an email. They can build it in either HTML or our drag and drop editor, and they can send it through the franchisee child accounts. And what that'll do is it'll hit their account, their ConstantContact account. It'll pull in their contact information. It'll pull in their social media. It'll look like it came from them, and it will go to their local list. All the reporting will hit that local franchisee's account so that they, the savvy marketers out there, can look at the opens and the clicks and all the behavioral things and make choices. But the benefit is it's the ultimate form of brand control because the franchisee isn't touching the email. And what franchises we're learning like about that is it does give control. So if they're doing a national campaign or, you know, it's whatever the message is, needs to be for lack of a better word, not muddled with. They can do that central sin, but it still offers the franchisees the ability to do localized marketing too. It's not an all in one, you know, a only one or the other solution.
Yeah.
They can, franchisees still, especially, you know, we know that some franchisees are really great at marketing, some aren't.
Yeah.
So it still gives the franchise flexibility to offer those power users, those smart marketers out there, the ability to do some of their own marketing while still giving that centralized marketing control.
Yeah. And I usually see the breakdown something like this, where, you know, you're going to have 10% of your franchisees are those, you know, type A plus personalities. They get marketing. They know they're in business to market their product or service, and they're going to take the ball and run with it. And you don't really have to worry about them too much, but you want to give them, you know, access to something where they can do what they need to do. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's going to be 10% who are just never going to do anything no matter what. Right. So you have to do it for them. And, right. Or it's just not going to get done. But what people kind of forget about is that 80%, that, you know, huge majority in the middle, that if you give them access to something and you help them get the marketing done, whether it's social media, websites, email, whatever, if you just put something into place, it will work, you know. But if you focus too much on the A players, or you focus too much on the people who aren't doing anything, you're going to miss, you know, 80% of your franchisees' opportunities. So I find that interesting that you guys are not seeing, like I do, you're not seeing all franchisees as being built the same, because I see that from a lot of marketing companies.
No, yeah. They're not. And, you know, we have the flexibility because we've been around for so long that we can scale with our franchise partners. And, you know, at the bare minimum, almost every one of our franchise partners utilize the ability to create pre-made templates and drop them into the child franchisee account. So at least those franchisees that are going to do marketing themselves, they're equipped with all the tools to be able to do it great and keep on brand. And then we see franchise offer mixed email campaign templates where the marketing's there and maybe even some of the messaging's there, but they're leaving a little component for some localized marketing. And then you go all the way to the central send and it's completely done for the franchisee. But you know, it sounds a little bit like tooting my own horn considering what I do is training franchisees. But I will say that, you know, the biggest investment and the thing that we really do here, number one, in any top of the funnel sales calls with franchises is training and support. That's what brings franchises to Constant Contact time and time again is apparently our competitors are not offering training and support, or they're charging for it. I mean, we will do customized training for franchisees and franchises. We will go to their shows. We will do webinars. You know, we'll hold their hands. So for those franchisees that need help, we're available to help them. And, you know, our philosophy from the training standpoint is we don't just teach franchisees how to do something, click on this, then click on that. We teach them why.
Yeah.
And ultimately, obviously, the why is how do you make money at this? And that's what we teach.
Back in a moment after this word from Answer Connect. Everyone has a phone, but not everyone is answering the phone correctly. When you spend marketing dollars to grow your business, you cannot afford to miss calls or answer the phone with, hey. Answer Connect is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to support new business, current clients, or urgent calls, and they send messages to you immediately. They integrate with many of today's popular CRMs, taking advantage of technology and taking one more thing off of your to-do list. In addition to taking calls, they can set appointments, follow up with potential customers, and make outbound calls for reinvigoration campaigns. Let Answer Connect work in your business so you can work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. You talk a lot about branding and messaging and the control of that branding, as well as being top of mind. Tell me some more about that.
Well, you know, I mean, that falls right back into the training, right? So one thing that inexperienced marketers, and I'm trying to say this delicately and politely, inexperienced marketers, they assume that if they're going to employ email marketing, then it just needs to be discount, 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 hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them.
Yeah.
And, you know, for almost every category of business, I mean, I'll exclude restaurants. The sales cycle is just not that tight, right? So if you bombard your subscriber base with nonstop sales marketing, they'll tune you out. They'll stop opening those emails because they're not ready to buy at that point. And so the top of mind piece of the training is critical, because the idea is to keep the franchise out in front of somebody until they're ready, and to soft sell them until they're ready. And so when they're ready, then they'll see, you know, some discounts, they'll see some sales items. A really critical piece that I can't believe I still have to train this. It's been 10 years and email marketing's been around for 20, is a surprising number of franchises and franchisees specifically, when they do come over to us from some other organization, some other competitor, they don't link their calls to action. They don't have calls to action in their email. They just have some sort of promotion, and they're just trying hoping somebody calls or visits. And I'm like, okay, well, how are you then gauging the success of your marketing?
Right.
And I mean, you know, we talk about the why. When I talk to a franchisee and I say, look, we now know that this person likes this product, what does that tell us? Oh, well, then I need to follow up more about that product, or I need to get on the phone and talk to them about that product, or, you know, pay attention to when they come in. And, you know, you see the light bulbs go off of like, oh, this is telling me exactly what my customers and my leads are interested in, and I can produce marketing about that. Like, bingo.
Yeah. And it's more important than ever, because you, the franchisor, now own that data. You own that information about that customer, and you're not relying on some social media channel or something that, you know, the death of the cookie is going to make tracking and holding that data a lot more difficult. So you owning that first party data, that's, I think that's just more and more critical, like literally every month this year.
Well, and if we think about that, the centralized control, right? And every franchise model is different. But if we can kind of generalize, most franchises have some sort of brand control when they push things down to the children. Now, how much the franchisees pick that up and how much they utilize, and, you know, they go off the ranch and do their own thing, you know, there's a lot of gray area there. But regardless, Constant Contact, because we have centralized management for the franchise can go into a centralized location and see all of the metrics for all of the franchisees in one spot. Not only can they do that, but if they see a problem child in this reporting, they have the ability to click one button, go in their account and look around, see what's going on, coach that franchisee to success, contact Constant Contact and set up some training. There's a lot more visibility of those metrics for franchises, and there's actionable steps they can take to help the franchisee. And, you know, if they didn't have that kind of centralized control and they just offered, here's a link to XYZ software, are they using it? Are they not? Are they successful? Are they not? And I mean, that we'll tie that back up to 2020. What we feel attracted so many franchises to us in 2020, beyond just the epidemic, is the fact that we offered this level of control to franchises at a time when they really realized they need it.
And now that people are opening back up, meaning, you know, retail stores and more restaurants, and, you know, especially in some of the states that were far more closed down, I would assume there's something that people need to think about in collecting new contact information from these new customers, or maybe they're returning customers or anything like that. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, it's a trend that I'm afraid is happening. Okay. So I'm just in this, I don't have any hard data to back this up, but what I think I'm seeing on the franchise side, but I'll lump in all small business, is that, you know, and of course everything seems to be changing day to day, but things start to open back up, right? Okay, I've got staffing issues, I've got inventory issues, and I've got to actually cook the food and sell the thing and build the widget. And, you know, activities ramping back up. Well, great. Back when things were slow, everybody was thinking about marketing and, you know, how do I stay top of mind? But now that's busy, we're too busy to do it. And what I'm leaning into when I'm training franchises and franchisees is, okay, activities picking back up. Are you collecting the email address of every one of those people? Do you have the mechanisms to engage all of those people through social media, through the website, through blogs, to collect their contact information? Because if they're coming in the store, if they're going to the site, if they're going to the location, if they're talking to you on the phone, now's the time to start building up that list, regardless of what happens with the epidemic. You're going to be happy that you have this bigger list. I mean, this activity is obviously important to the bottom line, the fact that it's increasing, but don't miss out on this golden opportunity to capture those email addresses for if, you know, God willing, we continue down this road and you can continue to market to them, but heaven forbid things turn and you've got to start communicating to them again. Well, you'll be happy you have this larger list.
Yeah. Yeah, it you know, don't stop the communication, because who knows what the next tragedy or, you know, the next reason for businesses to be restricted or close or something like that.
Don't be caught off guard again, right?
Yeah,
like the big story of 2020.
That's the one thing that I think we might be good at now is not sitting back and resting, because I think now we know that the worst can always happen. And you better be prepared for it.
Well, if the cash register is ringing again, if the website's getting visitors, if, you know, whatever metrics you're looking at, whatever kind of business or franchise in, now's the time to be making sure that down line, everybody's collecting email addresses now. And that should be top of mind, because you're going to need that contact information just to be, you know, that's just a best practice. Like, you want to have the as much contact information as you can. But didn't we learn in 2020 that, well, we may have to rethink how we do our business? And won't you be happy that you have that that larger database?
Yeah, don't get caught again without a good database of customers and potential mm-hmm. customers. The last thing I want to throw in there too is we talk a lot about collecting email addresses, and I look back over the past 5 years with so many marketing pundits waxing poetic about how email marketing doesn't work and how email's mm-hmm. dead and no one uses email anymore. And it's like, I think they were proven absolutely wrong over the past year and a half.
I agree more. You know, I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 10 years, and the death of email has been foretold for many years. The thing I always use when I'm doing public speaking and I'm talking to franchisees specifically is, you know, if we think about the apps we use on our phone, what's the app you're in all the time? Everyone.
Yeah.
You know, like, sure, Instagram.
The one that's open. Yeah.
But what's the one you're opening constantly? It's email. That's where people are communicating. And, you know, the issue isn't so much email doesn't work. Bad email marketing doesn't work, right? You know, we have to make sure that franchisees have the training and support to understand that they have to include links, that they need to follow up through those reports, they need to do targeted marketing, they need to segment, they need to make sure that the marketing is relevant to that contact. We can no longer send out one size fits all email. That stopped, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yet many franchises, and especially franchisees, will still do that. And it's not that at all that email marketing's dead. Bad email marketing is dead.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I love that. You guys need t-shirts that say bad email marketing is dead. I love that. Matthew, thanks so much for joining me today. If people have additional questions, where can they reach you to connect and maybe learn a little bit more?
Yeah, so everybody's free to reach out to me, Matthew Montoya. You'll find me at MMONTOYA at ConstantContact.com. Even better spot, though, would be ConstantContact.com/socialgeek, because there we have more information about our franchise program, and there's the ability to fill out a form. It's a short form, but it'll give us some idea of what you're looking for. We'll reach out and talk to you more about our franchise program.
Before we go, a quick word from Location 3, the digital marketing agency that delivers enterprise strategy with local, activation. Location 3 helps the world's most recognized multi-unit brands achieve growth with customized omni-channel marketing programs. From data optimization and technology integration to performance-focused marketing and advertising, Location 3 can help you reach more customers and grow your business. Contact them today at location3.com. Location 3, enterprise strategy, local activation. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.